Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. We're on Daf Mem Aleph on the base, second line from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by George and Peggy Freud. Lila Nishmat Esther Ruchama Basu Chaim Ali. Shamash Shavin Ali. Okay, second to last line. So, we said yesterday, all you need to know for today's Daf is that according to Rish Lakish, right, that Reb Meir made a statement yesterday, right? That Reb Meir said yesterday that if somebody has pigel, that if there are two halves to a, if there are two halves to an avoda, and somebody has pigel, Cohen has pigel by the first half, but not by the second half, Rish Lakish explained that according to Reb Meir, we hold of Das Rishon, that the Shein is done al Das Rishon. Again, he has pigel by the first half, doesn't have pigel by the second half. What do we say? Al Das, that the Shein followed the Das Rishon. He had pigel by the first half. By the second half, he was spacing out. So what do we say? We follow the first half and we consider it as one huge pigel, right? He didn't say, Rish Lakish said, that Reb Meir didn't hold that a chatzi matir can be pigel. That's not the pshat of Reb Meir. The pshat of Reb Meir was that the Das Sheni follows the Das Rishon. Good? Remember that? Okay, that's all we need to know. Now we're going to have a the whole daf, we're going to try to ask questions on that idea of Rish Lakish. Reb Meir, we can't talk to Reb Meir's Tana. Reb Meir said what he said. The question is, why did he say it? So Rish Lakish said, I'll tell you why Reb Meir said that. Because Das Sheni follows Das Rishon. Is it because of a Chatzi Matir? Absolutely not. Here we go. There's a second part. Right. Or we're going to have a case where it was spacing out by the first part and then pigled by the second part. We're going to get to that in a minute. We did it yesterday. For 10 minutes. Right? Okay. What? He's supposed to have kavana. Doesn't have to have kavana either. He can have stop. He can't have been kavana. Right. I'm doing this for Chaim Yankel brought a carbon and I'm doing it for his kavana. And I'm trying, right, he's a kapara, and I'm going to do all kadasu kadin, all kahalacha. Right. I don't know about it. I don't think so. Right? Okay. Right. Okay, now, meisvei. Bamed var mamur. When do we say all this? When do this, a brisa, it's actually a Torah, it's a tzedefta. Bamed var mamur. When do we say this din? What din? That a machshava by the first matana is pigol. That's only bidamim hanitanin al mizbeach achito. That's only by damim that is done on the outside mizbeach, right? That's only done on the outside mizbeach. Aval bidam hanitanin mizbeach apnimi. But if it's done on the inner mizbeach, kigon, for example, Arba'im v'shalosh, shol yom ha-kippurim, 43 sprinklings on Yom Kippur. Or, v'achad asar, shopar kohen ha-mashiach, or the 11 of a par, where kohen makes a mistake, or, we'll explain this all in a minute, v'achad asar, shopar helam davar shal tibur, or the 11 of a par helam davar shal tibur. Let's stop right there. What on earth is going on? So let's go to Rashi. Rashi says 43 sprinklings. Where do you get 43 from? So Rashi says like this. Achas lamayla, v'sheva lamata, al bein habadim, midam hapar. It's eight. Eight sprinklings at the Aron HaKodesh. One above, seven below. That's midar hapar. Ukinegdam midam hasair. You also have another eight from the goat. Hare Tes Zayin, that's 16. Ukinegdon al haparoches, hare lamed bein. And there were also eight of the par and eight of the seir at the paroches. Not sure it's at the parochet to sing the Kodesh Kodashim or outside the Kodesh Kodashim. That I don't know. I don't remember. In other words, he sprinkled 8 times at the Aron HaKodesh. Dam. It's an ear. 8 times at the Aron HaKodesh. Par. Another 16 times at the parochet. Was he in the Kodesh Kodashim facing the parochet or was he outside facing the parochet? I don't remember. Either way, it's 32. At the Aron. At the Aron HaKodesh. Yeah. What happened to that blood the whole year? I don't know. Did someone clean that up? I don't think so. Okay? That I don't know. I know you can answer that. I don't know. The Arba, now. The Arba, that's 32. The Arba Al Kronos Mizbeach HaPanimi. Okay? And then 4 more on the inner Mizbeach. Mishnehem Ke'echad Mu'uravin. With the par and the seir blood mixed together. So we went up from 32, we went up 4 more to 36. Kedichsev, look at that part down here. Shom Rav, and Harry Lava's about that's 36. Besheva Hazot, Al Tiharo, and then 7 sprinklings on the roof of the Mitzvah HaPanimi. Harry Mem Gimel, there you have your 43. Now, if you think about it, it's not 43 at one time. It's broken up throughout the day. Right, right. And the same thing by... What? Exactly. That's actually going to be the point in a minute. Now, the 11 for the Kohen Gadol for the Palm Dover is 7. 7 sprinklings on the either the Mizbeach or the Parochet. And then 4 for the Matanos. So 7 plus 4 is 11. By the way, and on the base we're going to see that there's a machlokas about that. And some had 47. Because they say you don't combine the dollars. There's 47, there's 4 more. One for the. I don't know. I don't know. Okay, now. We didn't answer our question yet. But we're getting there. Now. what am I up to? Now. Piggle. If there was piggle. Bain Berishona. Bain Bishnia. Bain Bishlishit, if there was Piggle. The Gemara assumes that there are 3, we're talking, now forget the 11. We're going to focus that, same din, but we're getting on Yom Kippur. The Gemara assumes now that there were three sets of sprinklers, adding up to the 43. Right? The first one was in the Kodesh Kedashim. The second one was in the Heichal. And the third was in the Mizbeach Hazav. I said the sprinklings on the Parochet must have been in the Heichal. So you have Kodesh Kedashim, outside the Kodesh Kedashim at the Parochet, and the third one was on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So again, Piggle, Ben Rishon, Ben Shnia, Ben Shlishit, if you have Piggle any one of these times, Rav Meir Omer Piggle, the Chayav and Olav Kareis, Rav Meir says that Piggle, you can Kareis for that, the Chacham Omer, Ainbo Kareis, No, you don't get curry unless you have pickle for the entire matir. Meaning you have to have pickle for all 43. Point to your mayor, you don't have to have that. Now, anyway, Ketani Miha, we just said, pickle, bain b'rishona, bain b'shnia, bain b'shlishit, upalig. And he argues, and he doesn't argue. Upalig doesn't mean argue. It means he breaks it up. What do you see from here? Right? What if you would have had Piggle only by the second one? Or only by the third one? Not the first one. Only by the second one, or only by the third one. Right? According to this Bryson says that according to Rav Meir, you would have Piggle. How could you have Piggle? What do you see from here? That you can have Piggle for a Chassi Matir against Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, the only reason why Rav Meir said, Chatzi is because the second one follows the first one. The AC is not true. No, what do you mean? But I only had Piggle by the second set. The first set I did Kedasu Kedin. And the second set I had Piggle. Says Rav Meir, you're Chayav. Rish Lakish explained Rav Meir that the reason why you're Chayav is because Das follows Das. So why you Chayav? Obviously, Rish Lakish is wrong. And obviously, Rav Meir does hold that you can be chayav piggle in a chatzi matir. The Chachamim say even more meikel. You have to have more machmir, however you want to look at it. You have to have kavanah for all 43. Reb Meir, it's broken up, breaks it up. What do you see? The bottom line is, you see from the Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, Yivachatzi Mater, and Yichayev. How could that be? Reb Shlokish said it's not true. So, to answer this question, Amar Vitzim Oven Hachal Mayaskinan, you know what's going on here? Listen to this one. You're going to Pigel B'Shchita, the Chad Materu. You had Pigel by Shchita, which is one Mater. What on earth does that mean? Look at Rashi. Shepigel B'Shchita. You see the Rashi a little further down? Ha dik amar Rav Meir. Pigel b'shnia, pigel. When did Rav Meir say if you have pigel by the second set, that's pigel? What did he mean by that? He meant you have pigel on the dam? Absolutely not. That's impossible. Because Rav Shlokish said Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. What did it mean? It meant like this. Kigon, for example, shenishpa hadam, the blood spilled. Va'achar shen gamar mataros shebifnim. After you finish set number one, you're going outside to set number two. What happened? The blood spilled. So what do you have to do now? The Kaimalam Beseder Yuma, we learned this in Mesechus Yuma, everybody remembers this from the Asanach and Mesechus Yuma, that what? That Yavi Acher, bring another animal, the Yaskil Behechel, and start and continue where you left off. The inner sprinklings were done, good, excellent. Now you're going to bring another carbon for the second set. First set you did, you don't have to do the first set over, the Gemara Yuma said, you got to do the second set now. You're bringing a brand new carbon just for set two. And while you're doing the shechita, you have to go. That's what Rav Meir meant.
You hear this? Ukishachar es hasheni, and when you're shechting the second animal, pigel b'shechita, so you had pigel. The comer of Meir, tahu par, have a pigel. That's pigel. Shahari pigel bo b'avodah shlema. You had pigel by an avodah shlema. Now the Gemara is going to ask, if that's the case, how could the other Tana argue on that?
Right. There are three sets. Right? There was in the Kodesh Kedashim, in the Heichal, and then at the Mizbeah, in the Heichal. So at the second set, you spilled the blood. What? Right, but no, but the Mizbeah. It's the pickle for the right? We said it's
for there. So during the Shechita of this animal, you had pickle for it. Right, in a chenami, you're not eating it. But the bath's eating it. The bath's eating it. So, right, you had pickle over there. So, that you can have pickle just on that one set. That's not a shot. That's not a kasha.
The kasha is.
Right.
The kasha is. How can anyone argue on that? How does Chum argue? Chum say, no, it's not true. You need pickle on all 43. Wouldn't they agree with this?
What?
Yeah. Right.
Right. No, but here, Ihachi, my time is Durabanan. If that's true, if there's blood spilled, and then you have to bring another carbon, and you check,
what, the Chacham disagree with that?
So, but they did. Reb Meir said, if you have within each set, you get pickled. The Chacham said, no, all 43.
But they don't agree with the blood spilled, you bring a new carbon, you get pickled.
The Gemara says, no, Amar Rava, Man Chachamim, who is the author of the, who is the Chacham here that argued on Reb Meir? Rebbe Eliezer, it's Rebbe Eliezer. Who's Rebbe Eliezer? Look at Rashi, it's a long Rashi, but it's vital. Rebbe Eliezer, the Afilu, he says like this, the Afilu Baha'alot Chutz Potzer B'chatzi Maser. What does that mean? One second. He holds, Rabbi Eliezer holds, that a chati matir is never going to make you get pigle. Dafilu b'halos chutz potzer b'chati matir. Even if you take out a chati something, you're not going to be chayiv. Alma, lab avoda hi klal, there is no avoda, ad shiigmar kol avoda. Even though you finish all the avoda. V'yaf agav da'aktaras kizayis. Have haktara, kiviktoni ha'asav. Says Rashi, how can you hold like this? We hold
that all you need is a kizayis.
Right? The kulon shekivim b'fnim, v'shayim and kizayis shekivim b'chud chayim, afil Rabbi Eliezer,
that Rabbi Eliezer cannot hold that, let's say you have a kizayis of ketoris and you burn the ketoris, so you take it out, you're not supposed to. So what are we saying? Are you not high for that? It's not the entire amount? But everyone holds the kizayis is good enough.
Miyu, hecha,
that's what Rashi, right?
However, miyu, hecha, de lo, gomer, avodahu, If you don't finish the avoda, you're not chayav. Hachanami, af agaf the shechita avoda shleimihi.
Of course, shechita, because he spilled the blood, and you're doing a second shechita. Of course, it's an avoda shleima.
Kibun she'ein avoda nigmaris pesiris el levado she'ein ba'el lahashlim.
Why are you shechting this new animal?
Because he spilled the blood. You have to nev avoda achasi shenatis b'shtayim v'shalosh shechitos.
It's as if you have to shech 43 animals. Why?
Because I'm applying 43 matanos. Ein hashchita chashuvot lefagel. The shchita can't make pivot. It's a very unusual shchita. That's what he holds.
Therefore, you're right. He does argue. It's a very unique shchita.
So, says the Gemara, ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah, hakomets, right, the kmita, right, the three fingers full of flour, the halavona, or lavona. The lavona is some kind of spice. The Ketoret, the Minchas Kahanim, or the Mincha of Kahanim, or Minchas Kohen Mashiach, or the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol, Minchas Nesachim, the Mincha of Nesachim. All these things. Shehikriv Mehen, the Achas Mehen, Kizayis Bachot,
if you take Kizayis of that outside where it's not supposed to be, Chayiv, you're Chayiv for that.
Rabbi Eliezer, Poter, Rabbi Eliezer says, you Poter, Ad Shiakriv Es Kulon, until you bring all of it. So what do you see? Just like Rabbi Eliezer said that you're not chayiv until all of it is done, so too he'll hold the same thing by dam. Therefore, there can't be pigle on portions of the day, unlike Rabbi Meir. They're going to get that right now.
Just like Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you take out a portion of a carbon, it's not an itzer of chut, because it's not the whole thing. And he has that. It's a unique sheet that he has.
If you take out part of the stuff in, it doesn't count.
Why? You have to take out all of it.
So he said in that Mishnah. So too, if you do piggle on part of the dam, even though it's a unit, Rashi said it's a unit, it's hashlama, it's mashlama, doesn't make a difference, you're not chayef for piggle. Why? Because it's not all of it. You have to have piggle kavana the entire day. Ah, Vama Rava.
That's not true.
Mo de Rabbi Eliezer b'damim.
By Dam, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold it. It's a very unique shita.
He's a regular, conventional shita. Ditnan, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Mimakom Shepasak, Misham Hu Maschil. That's talking about a case on
Yom Kippur. If the Machloket, let's say the Dam spilled in the middle of the day, or in the middle of the Avodah, so the Machloket. Some said, Go back to the beginning. You bring a new carbon, you start from the beginning. They said,
Rabbi Eliezer,
I'm sure, no, you pick up where you left off.
So what do you see? You pick up where you left off.
Therefore, what do you see from that? Each matana has its own kashima. You don't have to start over. Pick up where you left off. How can you tell me that Rabbi Eliezer would hold, you have to have pilokav on it the whole day? He doesn't hold that if it's filled. You don't have to start over from scratch. Why? Because dam is not the same thing as taking something outside. You can't compare the two. Since we don't have anybody that argues on, therefore, we had a kasha. The kasha was that the Bryson says that you have, that according to Rabbi Meir, you can have piggle in part of the deal. How can you have piggle in part of the deal? Rish Lakish said it's impossible according to Rabbi Meir. Right? What do you have to have? You have to have, because why? Because das follows das. So if the second set or the third set you piggle, according to Rish Lakish, there should be no piggle. And yet, the Mishnah said, the Bryson said there is piggle. So how do we answer that? He said, no, a piggle, forget piggle. No, what happened was the blood spilled, so you brought another carbon. And then you had piggle by the other carbon, by the shchita, that's how you get a piggle in one set. So far, so good? So then we said, but who argues on that? Who argues on that? Rabbi Eliezer? He doesn't argue on that. Everybody had a unique shita about taking things outside, which had to compare it to piggle. It's not a good comparison. So therefore, this can't be the pshat. Why? Because nobody argues on this. And the Rebbeir said, Yechayim on each set, and the Chacham said, no, you have to have piggle for all 43. Who said that?
Therefore, we're back to square one. We're back to square one, asking Akasha on Rish Lakish. Ella, to answer the question, Amar Rava, here's what Rava said. Kigon, impossible shot. What was Rav's having me to think this? Kigon, shepigel birishona. You had pigle in the first set. Vishasak Vishniya. Then you were quiet in the second set. Then, what do you mean you were quiet? You mean you had no da. You were just spacing out. Then, Vichazar Upigal Vishlishan. Then you woke up, and by the third set you piggle again. The problem is, that's not what it said. The Rav Ashi Tetei Rav, that's not what it says. Right? Look at now. What? Because what? Right, no, because then Rish Lakish would surely say, I'm right. You see, I'm right. You pick up at the first one, you were shot up at a second two, das follows das, and therefore you're chayav for all three. Here, you're quiet in the middle. So I have needed to think, you broke it. Since I piggled at the beginning, and I had piggled at the end, and I was shot like in the middle, who says they were going to say das follows das? But by the fact that you spaced down in the middle, it shows that das should not follow das. That's going to be mahu de tema. I would have thought, esol ketaita, al das vishonu humahader, that das follows das. If you want to say that, then piggle b'shalishis lamali. So what do we need to piggle the third one for? Let's just say das follows das. Right? What? Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Just in time. I thought of the beginning of the day. You hear that? What? Shoget. Mazin. Mazin. Jiggles Mazin. What would happen if it's for show gig? I don't know. That might not be fiddle. That might not be fiddle. So is that fiddle?
No, and then he's speaking great on the second day.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says Ella Amar Rava. But we're trying to explain the case. Ella Amar Rava. La'olam shepigol bazo. Really, you had piggle by the sprinkling, like we think all along. But the kashalach, tiny piggle b'shniyu b'shlishes. The brisa said you had piggle by the second or third set. How could that? That doesn't make any sense. How could that be? So the Gemara says, the kasal kedaita dibrishon shasak, the kamar of meir piggle lohi, and you quiet by the first one. The coins are made. That's not piggle. Says Rava, that's not the case. Look at the hacha. The Maidas Kinan, what's the case? Kigon. I'm reading the Dibri Maskel and Rashi to read it again. Kigon. Shepigel Birishona, Bishasak Bishniya, Bechazar Upakel Bishlishis. Right? La'olam, Taima Durameir, Bishon the Kasavar, Shtika Hashniya, when you're quiet the second time, Aldas Machshavar Bishona Nasis, you become Pigel Kirish Lakish, like Rish Lakish said. Hachi Garcina, Mahu Detema. I would have thought. Amrina, if you always follow your original das, mihadar pigule b'shlishes lamali, why do I need the third set to be pigle? Kamash malon. You see, Rashi says, klomar, b'hai dinakad shechazar upigel b'shlishes. Why does the Gemara, the case, have to be a case where there was pigle at the third time? Rebu to Ashmeinon, it's to teach you an added halacha, the afaga, even though the chazar upigel b'shlishes, that he went ahead and had pigel by the third one, Amrinon, we say, the shtika nami al das machshava kamaisa yahava, that the second one follows the first one. I have a very strong reason to say that if I have pigel by the first set and the third set, and not by the second set, Why should you throw on me piggle for the second test? Why should you do that? By the fact that I had kavana by one and three, isn't that clear that I didn't have kavana by two? What are you doing to me? You're making it worse for me? Making me all three piggle? I had kavana by one and three, not by two. That's exactly the point. The point is no. Rish Lakish said Rav Meir holds al das rishon. It doesn't really make that much sense, because Badafka did not have pickle then,
Why are you throwing more pickle on me? Kamashman, we throw more pickle on you. That's his answer. So again, we thought that this brisa was a kasha on Rish Lakish. Why? Because Rish Lakish said that Rav Meir doesn't hold from Chatzi Matirs. This brisa seems to say that he does hold from Chatzi Matirs. No, he doesn't hold from Chatzi Matirs. What happened? It piggle, then stam, then piggle. And you know what? Das follows that. I think there shouldn't be in this case. No, anyway, in this case. Okay? The problem with that pshat is, it's not what the brisa says. Maskev lo Rish Lakish, Rav Rashi, Midi Shasakatani, it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that in the brisa. What did it say? It said, Pigel, Bein B'Rishona, Bein B'Shniya, Bein B'Shlishin. It doesn't say Shasak in there. Rav made up a whole nice pshat. It makes a lot of sense. It doesn't say that. Elam Rav Rashi, no, how come I ask you? Here's the issue. Pigel, for example, Shepigel B'Rishona, U'B'Shniya, U'B'Shlishin. Can pickle all three times. Mao de tema. I would have thought. E sol gadaita. Kol ha'osa. Al das rishon hu osa. That if you follow das, follow das. Mahadar piguli b'kol chada v'chada lamali. Then why do I need you to tell me that he had pickle all three times? If das follows das. So let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Look at Rashi's going to address your issue, but he's going to have a different answer, which there's no way. When I saw this Rashi, I was like, what on earth is Rashi talking about? I didn't know. So here's what Rashi's going to say. What is Rashi saying? You had pickle by the first, second, and third. Where didn't you have pickle? So Rashi said, oh, you didn't have pickle by the fourth set. It's the fourth set. The name was the fourth set. Right? The Gemara said the three sets. Says Rashi knows the fourth. Look at Rashi. Kigon, for example, Shepigel, he had pigel. Vahotzi pigel bishvatai. Or Kirashi, Rashi says, you verbalize the pigel. Barishona. Right, you have to say Barishona. Ubishnia. Ubishlishin. Ubervi is low pigel. And by the fourth set, there is no pigel. So what are the four sets? The sprinkling inside the Kodesh Kedushin. The sprinkling outside the Kodesh Kedushin. And now we're gonna break the mizbeach into two, the dam on the corner and then the dam on the roof. Okay, so it's four. But the fourth one there was no fiddle. Kidatani behedya, bein rishona, right? Veloktani bervius, bazos shel tiharo shasik. On the hazos on the roof of the carbon, you were spaced out. Ula olam time of the mayor, vishum das rishona. Really, das follows das. Urubusa Ashmeinon, and it's a special chiddush over here. Daf alpi shlosa shasak elavidu. You only quiet by the fourth one. Amrina al das rishon osa. We still say das follows das. In other words, as three out of four, I had bed machshava, I had pigle machshava. So by the fourth one, you're not cutting me a break. You're not cutting me some slack. You're not saying, Ariel, you want to go on? You okay? Oh, okay. So if you want to say on the fourth one, can you cut me a break? Can't you say to me, listen, I didn't have machshava here. You're going to give me a fourth pigle? The answer is yes, we're giving you a fourth pigle. You know why? Because das follows das, even though it's so counterintuitive. Counterintuitive. I had bad machshava for all three. And the fourth one I spaced out. So you give me a pigle on that also? The answer is yes, we're giving you a pigle on that also. Why? Because das follows das. That's what he holds. Okay? Right. Yeah, I guess so. So that's what he had. The Peshogig. That's the Peshogig. What? Oh, so could Piggle only be the maiden? Right, so that's the question. I don't know. Right, exactly. Right, I don't know. It's a good question. No. I know it's a chatos. Oh, then it's shalol shema. He's right. But let's say it's a cover that is lol shema on a market. like an ola and a shlamim. You mix up an ola and a shlamim. Why not? Well, ola you don't need that at all. You don't need an ola at all. That's okay. That's okay. But the mizbeach eats it. So what do you say? You made a mistake. And when you realize the mistake, you say, oh, I never would have thought that. I only thought that because I made a mistake. That's pickle b'shogeg. I don't know that answer. I can't imagine he's higher for that. Anyway, lamali kamashmalan. Okay, so we what have we done? We'll finish it up. It's very easy. One more little hard part, then the rest of it's easy. What have we done? We have said, we have answered the kasha on Rish Lakish. We had a kasha on Rish Lakish. How could Rish Lakish say that according to Rav Meir, there's no such thing as a chasi matir? Didn't this brisa seem to say that the mayor holds your side because it's a chatzim matir? Doesn't that seem to be the case? No, because it said bein rishona, bein bishnia, bein bishlishis. So if you have bad kavana by the third one, what about the first two? So how could the mayor hold according to your sluggish? Why would you be pickled for that? Obviously, your sluggish is wrong, and your mayor holds b'chayim. So Rashi says, no, that's not the case. The case is that kavana, bed kavana, but all three, but not by the fourth. What's supposed to din? Das follows das. They go, how could you say that? Bain katani. It said in the brisa, bain b'rishona, bain b'shnia, bain b'shlishis. Either one of them. According to Rav Ashi now, it means all of them. It doesn't make any sense. You know what? Kasha. That's a kasha. You're right, it's a kasha. However, even though it's a kasha, right? Rish Lakish's explanation of Rav Meir does not get destroyed. We don't understand that, right? All right, so no one died from Akasha, right? That's all. That's how they explain it. We can't explain this price according to Rish Lakish. All right, so you have Akasha. Robert tried. We didn't let Rashi tried. All right, that's the end of the world. Okay, good. Now the Gemara is going to say something absolutely wild, and I'm not sure I understand what the answer is. Omar Mar, we said earlier, Rav Meir Omer, that in the case that we had before, right? Pigol bechayavan olav kari, right? If you had bed masavis in the first or the second or the third, same case, same price we said over. You have pigol for that, and you chayav kari. Michti, wait a minute, kari lo mechayev. You're not going to be chayav kari. Ajiakrivu kol matirav. You're not going to be chayav kares until you finish the whole story. The Amar Mar, because we learn, kartzas kosher, kahartzas puzzle. The way something becomes kosher is the same way something becomes puzzle. Mahartzas kosher. Just like to make something kosher. Ajiakrivu kol matirav. Until you do it all perfect. If you don't do it perfect, a car without a carbon. Ahartzas puzzle. So too, it's a point. The word "hartzah's puzzle" is that whole phrase. That means it's like pretty ugly. It doesn't make any sense. Hartzah's puzzle. The hartzah, the right, the reason way to make it puzzle. What does that mean? Adjak rivu kol matira. We said this already many times. In order for pickle to work, it has to be, everything else has to be perfect, right? However, Afartzah's puzzle, Ajiak Rivu kol matira. Right? Vaha, but over here, Kivan dechashiv bay bifnim. Since Kivan dechashiv bay bifnim, psula, the minute you make a mistake by pigle, let's say you're in the Kodesh Kedashim, you have a busy day. And this pigle in the Kodesh Kedashim, what have you just done? You've just ruined everything that's going to happen later. Why? Because it's the same dam that's going to be sprinkled outside two more times. So in here, you've just ruined all the dam. You've just ruined it. Why? You have pigle. How could you possibly keep on going? How could that be possible? Kivan dechashiv bei bifnim. Psula. Since you ruined it in the Kodesh Kedashim, Kiman delo ade dummy. It's as if you didn't sprinkle anything. It's exactly what Rashi. Bingo. Rashi asked that question. Bingo. I'm not sure I know the answer. One second.
Ki hadar made. When you keep on going, the heichal, in the heichal, later on, maya ba'amahu de ka'ade. It's like sprinkling water. That's the Gemara's question. What? Because it's ruined. It's already ruined. So you hit, wait a second. Okay, I want to finish, I got to get to the Mishnah. But you see the gigantic Rashi that starts like in the second skinny line? The gigantic Rashi? That Rashi answers your question. And basically, what? Yeah. And his basic answer is that it's Xeris HaKafel, that it doesn't happen at any other time except the year. In other words, it's Xeris HaKafel that won't ruin, if I have a bad Shechita, exactly. If I have a pickle by Shechita, that's your question. Let's say I have a pickle by Shechita. So the cover's already ruined. How can I go sprinkle blood? I ruined it right now, right here. The first thing I walked in, I ruined it. How can I now go Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika? Oh, everything else is perfect in this pickle. What do you mean? I'm sprinkling water. So Rashi basically says, no, it's a Derek Hakasa everywhere else. That it all works. Otherwise, Rashi, there'll be no pickle. So the question is only here. Okay, it's basically what Rashi says. I'm not sure fully, but it's basically what he's getting at. Then it's not pickle. Right. So, but according to this, it should never be pickle. It can't be pickle. So Rashi says, basically Rashi's answer is Xeris HaKasa. I believe that's basically Rashi, but I want to finish the doc. That's easy now. Now it's easy. So Amar Rava, how is it possible on Yom Kippur to have pickle if you ruined it? Very simple. Shkachasla, the Arba Par, remove a dalas to Irim. Keep spilling the blood. You have to bring in new karbano. Bring in new animals. So to bring new animals, you can have bad makshavas within the new animals. You're not being the pickle, not Mayav Alma. You know why? Because I filled it. That bring a new carbon. Then I went outside and filled it again. I have to bring a new carbon. So I can have individual pickle without violating the general rule. That's the answer. Rava Amarna feel tail of a parechad b'sirechad. You can even say it's one animal. How could it be? So this is the answer that Rashi gives. Lipidlu Marata. For purposes of pickle, it's still good. For purposes of pickle, it's still considered dam. It's still good for purposes of pickle. You got that? Exactly. You got it. Exactly. It's no good. But for purposes of pickle, we're going to let you go through the motions. So it's not like you're sprinkling water. No, you're sprinkling dam for purposes of pickle. Exactly. Now, this is easy. Our bar b'shalosh, we said there are 43 sprinkles on Yom Kippur. I have a tanya bar b'sheva. Some said 47. Oh, how do you get 47? You don't combine the par and the seir. So it's an extra 4. How come on to Amar Mu'urav and Lekronos? How come on to Amar Mu'urav and Lekronos? If you don't combine the Kronos, you have an extra 4. I Batanya Bar Mishmona. Some said 48. Oh, you know you have an extra 1? How come on to Amar Shirayim Ma'akvin? How come on to Amar Eintrayim Ma'akvin? Right. The Shirayim Ma'akvin. So when you have left over that, right, just pour that down. According to some, that's Ma'akvin. That's Ma'akvin, it's a 48. Now, Meisrei, again, Bemedev Amamurim, when did we say all these dinim about, about Pigol, the Kmita, if it's Kmita, the Matan, Kli, put in the Kli, Hiluk, walking, because all these things are Chassi stories. Abel Bolo Laktara, you come to bring a carbon mincha. You have two things in there. You have flour and Lavona. Nasa Netzah Komets B'machshava, if you have a machshava for the Komets, that's how Lavona Bishtika, and the Lavona, you have no Machshavi spaced out. Oh, or, Shanatan, that's how Komets Bishtika. You put the Komets Bishtika. That's how Lavona Bimachshava, and the Lavona, which is done second, then you had a Machshava. Remeir Omer, Pigle the Chevrolov Kareth, Pigle your Kareth for that. The Chamom, Ebo Kareth, that's your Pagal Kolamatir. Tony Mia, same question on Remeir. As how Komets Bishtika, that's how Lavona Bimachshava, Upali. How could you have a Machshava in the second one? What about the first one? How could that be? So the Gemara says, Ema, read the Brisa, change the Brisa to say, Kfar Nasan es Halavona b'machshava. No, you did it second. Change the Brisa to say that you did the Lavona second after you did the Komet. That's exactly the first case. So, right? What do you mean? He chaza. First of all, the Heinu Reisha. First of all, that's the first case. But also Hatanya v'Achanach. He said the black and white Achanach afterwards. So you know what? Kashi, you're at the Kashi. Same Kashi we had before. We have a black and white Brisa that says that Rish Lakish, this is a Mishnah actually, which says that Rish Lakish is incorrect. And how do we end off? Yeah, Kashi on Rish Lakish. Go figure it out. Go learn more. You'll figure out the answer. Right? Okay. That ends today's daf. We're starting a new Mishnah. I didn't look at tomorrow's daf. I actually looked at Friday's. Friday's not hard, so it gets a little easier later in the week. And I think on Monday we're talking to Tara, which is Eid al-Makom, which everybody knows because everybody does it every morning. Yes. Right. Yeah. All right. Very good. Have a very good day.